Lecture 15, The Jewish Adventure with Socialism.
We've spoken about the first radical solution offered to the Jewish problem of the end of the 19th century, namely Zionism. Let's now speak about the second radical solution, and then perhaps we will end with a consideration of how these two forces, in the first case Zionism, in this case socialism, can even be linked up under one roof with the creation of an ideology of Zionism called socialist Zionism. But let's get there. Before we can talk about the response of Jews to either communism or socialism in the 19th century, we need to address really head on the issue of Karl Marx. His name has already been recalled in the context of my introductory remarks about people who I called outsiders, Spinoza, Marx, Freud, all Jews who clearly decided that to overcome their Jewish identity problem was to transcend it, to relinquish Judaism in favor of a higher ideal. Marx was born into an assimilated, converted family. Marx clearly, therefore, has an autobiography that can be placed within a Jewish context. And he also wrote about Jews and Judaism. To argue that this was a major preoccupation of his time and energy would be, of course, an exaggeration. But clearly, one can isolate, as many have done, the Jewish question in Marx and try to understand it. So I think that's what we should do first, is talk about Marx and the place of Judaism and Jewish culture in his own understanding of socialism. And then we can somehow understand why the Jewish followers of Marx were so enamored of his ideal from their own Jewish perspectives. Marx's thinking about Jews, as we said, was only a minor reflection of his broader understanding of capitalism, of European society, and Western culture. He emphatically rejected the entire Judeo-Christian tradition and saw religion in general to be the negative result of the capitalist system. So here, clearly, like Spinoza, who also rejected, you recall, the Judeo-Christian religion in favor of the ideal of reason, here, out of economic an economic understanding, emerges clearly a rejection and repudiation of religion, Christianity, Judaism, the entire gamut of religious expressions. His primary analysis of the Jewish condition, therefore, came out of his economic analysis of society. The problem of anti-Semitism, the so-called Jewish problem, emerges because of the inequities engendered by that horrendous capitalist system. The Jewish problem can only be solved, said Marx, when the larger problem of society was solved through class struggle. So in other words, the Jewish issue is therefore only a minor reflection of a much larger human issue, a human struggle. There is inequality, gross inequality. People have to become conscious of their class, proletariat, bourgeoisie. The fight between the proletariat and the bourgeoisie must therefore ensue. And with the dictatorship of the proletariat and the creation of an egalitarian society, the problem of hating Jews who are singled out because of their economic profile will disappear, because inequity will disappear. And therefore, everyone will be equal, everyone will like each other, everyone will love each other, and ultimately, societal relations will be based on a new understanding, on a new economic foundation. That's the ideal of Marx. But ironically, Marxism and socialism, in trying to solve the Jewish problem or offering its own solution to the Jewish problem, contributes to a new form of anti-Semitic discourse. By fostering two images which seem totally contradictory, but nevertheless exist simultaneously. On the one hand,